Not what we said.
Okay, Rabosa. if we recall last time, it's been a couple weeks, but hopefully we remember a little. We discussed the Chakira of the Gemara of Dalet Amud Alef. Amar by Hilka Chaytzur b'Mirabana Lulivtach b'Idne etc. Right, that you're not allowed to learn before B'digas Chametz, which the postgame, as we noticed, the Shohar says Kolshkin, you're allowed to do Malacha, you're not allowed to eat etc. If you're not even allowed to learn Torah, we ask whether that was just the regular din of the Isser of eating before any mitzvah, and therefore it would be the equivalent of Mincha, Mariv, etc., or whether this was a unique Hilkach, right? After all, as the Nesivos points out in Makor Chayim, he doesn't say Hilkach based on the Mishnah, he says Hilkach based on, he says a Hilkach based on what we just said above. So, is the Hilkach just now that you have to do it at night, like the Ritva, or is the Hilkach like the Lavush, etc., and the Taz, etc., since the Ikersman is Dafka the beginning, therefore you can't learn before because you have to do it at the beginning. We had two Naftaminas on the board, the second to last board last time. I just wanted to point out, I forgot to mention, the Rambam, I think, is clearly on the second side of this Chakira. If you look at Losh the Rambam, he, I think, says very clearly, Perak Beis Losh Gimel, this is similar to the Raven. He doesn't interpret the word or like the Raven. Remember the Pesach Mishnayos, he said like the Malamor, Pesach Mishnayos, Yair, but halachically the Raven is like the Raven. What if you do it in the middle of Le'el Basar? So you can always be Mashlim. But the Iker is Tchilas Le'el Basar. And then he says again, being COVID Midrash B'Sof Yom Shlosh Asar, he emphasized the gzera is not you might forget to do b'digas chametz. The gzera is you might forget to do b'digas chametz b'tchilas mano in the beginning of the time, because it has to be done right away. So I just put the Rambam on the Taz and the Lavush and etc. side of this. Of this Hakira. And I would mention, now that the Rambam, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch, the way he brings it down is, he just says, Yizar kol adam shol yaskol b'shom, 1 second, sorry. The Machaber leaves us a little unclear. Tough Lemon Aleph says, "Betchilas le'el arbasar b'nisan botkin, etc." Yizor kol adam shlo yaskal b'shul melacha lo yochal ad sheyivduk. Beginning of your dalit, and you shouldn't do any melacha until you do bedika. It sounds a little like, you know, maybe he's not being so dafka. It's only from the beginning of this month that it's usher to do melacha or learn, etc. Not half hour beforehand. And the Magen Avraham says, no, it's even usher half hour beforehand. This could theoretically be an afkamina for you. That same Chakira from last shiur, one Ritva, Iker's man is all night. Two Taz, Iker's man is Davka Tchilas Halayla. Then what we're saying is we should add the Rambam here. The Rambam emphasizes the Tchilas Le'el Arbasar and not Le'el Arbasar, like the Mishnah. And when he says why it's also to learn, he says because you might not do it in the Tchil of this man. He doesn't say you might not do it in this man. He says you might not do it in the Tchil of this man. So that's clearly like this Taz. And we could have two more Nafkaminas. I think we labeled some Nafkaminas 1 and 2. Nafkamina 3 would be perhaps this question. Of how about samoch lizman bedika? You know, is it aser samoch? You know, within a half an hour. Because remember, you know, samoch l'mincha, etc. There are many things that are aser even samoch to the zman. And here the Magen Avraham says very, very clearly. Says the Magen Avraham, it's aser even samoch lizmano. the Prima Gadim there points out that you could theoretically disagree because this ties into another machlokus that he quotes from Simon, I think, Reish Lamed Hey. So whether or not there's enough Gemina depends on the following question. How about if Samoch L'Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, this is what the Prima Gadim points out, is Aser. If Samoch L'Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is Aser, and the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is all night, then it's not enough Gemina. It should be also either way. After all, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is all night. And if Samoch L'Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is Aser, then Samoch L'Zman B'Dikas Chomish should be Aser. But, according to the Taz, if Samoch L'Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is Mutter, then it is enough. I mean, that's what the Prima Gadim is trying to point out there in his cryptic, terse fashion. Let's say we know there's an Isser Samoch L'Mincha. That's a Mishnah in Shabbos, right? Samoch L'Mincha is also because you only have 6 hours of Mincha, 5.5 hours of Mincha. How about some of the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when you have 12 hours? So if you hold some of the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is also, even though you have 12 hours, then you have 12 hours to Bedika, so some of the Bedika should also be also. But what if some of the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is Mutter? Because you have 12 hours. If you have 12 hours, they don't have to make such a Xayra after all. 12 hours is a long time. It's enough to answer during the time. You don't have to answer some of the time. Then it should be enough for me, according to the Ritva. It should be Mutter, Samoch, Lizman Bedika. And according to the Rambam, it should be Aser. And that works very well. The Rambam himself says it's Aser. And this is the Rambam. And the Magen Avraham says it's Aser. And Lashon of the Mechaber sounds that way. It's hard to tell if he's Davka or not. You know, he himself, I don't know if the Shita really works out. But this could be another Nafka Mina. If you say, this is just, you know, really all night is the Zman, then, according to some Achronim, if all night is the Zman, they only answer eating during the time, not Samach to the time. But if you say that the time is Dafka the beginning of the night, if the time is Dafka the beginning of the night, then it should be Usher even Samach, because you really only have 5 minutes to do it at the right time. You have 1 minute to do it at the right time. So, of course, you have to Usher Samach to make sure you have the time, which is really a little bit in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam says that it's Aser and Kovim Edish, but Sof Yom Shlosh Asar. He doesn't say it's Aser in the beginning of Yodal. He says Aser and Sof Yom Shlosh Asar. Right? Well, the Kesem Eshet, everyone's Bedayik, it's Aser even some of Lismano. Why? Because the Rambam, the Eker, steal Lismano. Of course, you have to Aser some of Lismano. If you have to do a Davka at, you know, 6.03 p.m., you can't say it's Aser to eat from 6.03 p.m. You have to give him a Mervach and say it's Aser to eat from 5.33 p.m., etc. So that's one potential nafkamina. Another potential nafkamina is a fascinating discussion of the poskim about te'ima. That's what the Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim, by the way, is the pirish on the Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Pesach of the Nesikos. What about te'ima? Are you allowed to have a snack? You're not allowed to eat, but can you snack? During the Zman of, or Samach to the Zman of B'dikas Chametz, mostly your Allah is interested. During the Zman of B'dikas Chametz, can you snack? You might say that, according to the Ritva, that is just like all the other mitzvahs, then it's Pashas Mutter to snack. Every mitzvah, it's also to eat before the mitzvah, but it's Mutter to snack before the mitzvah, just like Mincha, just like Mariv, to Mutter to snack. But if you say, no, the Ikar Zman is not for the Tchilas Halayla, maybe we should be more Macher. And this is what the Mekor Chaim points out. He says, maybe, he's not sure, meaning he doesn't have a proof that just because something, mitzvah of something is the beginning of the Zman, that there's an Isser of snacking. He goes back and forth whether you can prove that. He says, maybe we can prove that from Kiddush. You're not even allowed to snack before Kiddush Friday night. Why? Because Kiddush, maybe the mitzvah is through at the beginning of the night. That's his Havamina. That's what a number of Gronim say. Then he says, maybe not. After all, even though the Mechaber says you should rush to make Kiddush beginning of the night, we don't all do it. Big question whether you have to rush to make Kiddush or not. Right? The famous joke that once asked, one of the Rebbes, the Ger Rebbe, I think maybe it was, he know, how come, you know, the Tish, where you go to the 11 o'clock at 9 May Sharm, that's when the Rebbe gets up to Kish. So you should be Maher Lekadish. After Maher, Maher Lekadish. So why are you doing it at 11 o'clock if the Shulchan Aruch says Maher? And he said, no, this is with the Mehiris. Okay, so that's the question. Maybe we could use that as a precedent. You're not even allowed to snack before Kiddush, even drink water you can't have before Kiddush. Maybe the reason is because it's a rush to do right away, and you don't have all night because it's a mitzvah. I mean, Mekadosh Shabbos b'Knisoso. It's only b'Di'eved after Knisoso. So here also says the Gur Chayim, he goes back and forth. He said maybe it should be Aser, because there's more of a pressure here. You have to do it at the beginning of the night. Okay, the nafkamines are clear. Basically, it's the beginning of the night, it's more pressure. And you have shitas that say te'ima is usher. The Bir Halacha ends up saying that, although in a more technical sense. He doesn't say there are gozer on te'ima at the beginning of the night. He just says, don't spend a lot of time doing te'ima, because then you're wasting your time at the beginning of the night. But okay, I just want to add these two nafkaminas and then go by turn.
The Ripa has like a more logic there, like deal with
that you do it when there's good candlelight and when you're home. There's good candlelight and you're home for 12 hours. Obviously, it's reason I'm dealing with mitzvahs, no doubt about that. But there's no difference theory fundamentally between 7 p.m. and 2 a.m. As opposed to, because they both have ordinary enough and people are home. As opposed to the Taz and the Rambam, etc., the Rambam emphasized chilas mano. You know, meaning every mitzvah it's good to do, he knows every mitzvah it's good to do later, earlier and not later. No. He made Xera, lest you don't do a tchilas mano, they made this Xera. He's very clear. The Xera is lest you don't do a tchilas mano. Like this Taz, it's really before Shram. Xera, lest you miss tchilas mano. So Xera, lest you miss mano. Xera, lest you miss tchilas mano. So he obviously thinks that Tavka, this man, is the tchila and everything else is just for the
episode. Why is it significant? Like, is this Rambam think he does the Raita and
No, me Durbana.
So it's me Durbana, so what's so significant about
it? What's so significant at the beginning of the time? L'chora, this is what the Taz says. He says, when are there is Yafla B'dika Olai, but when are people Mitsuyim B'vateyan? L'chora, it's Machlokas in B'nei Ad Mitsuyim B'vateyan. It means people are home, they're home all night. Or it means people get home. And people get home at the beginning of the night, that's when they can do something. After that, they eat and fall asleep, etc. What time do they pick a time when people are home or when people get home? That seems to be the crux of Machlokas. That's the Taj reads it. He and Lavush call it Zman Mesuyim. Zman Mesuyim is when you get home. Did they say when you're home? Say, no, we want to put in a specific part of your day. Get home and do it. Okay. Now I want to move on to very briefly address the question before we go weiter of Tosfos Rmesel Shenamar, which we didn't get to last time, which we honestly didn't get to last time. Now that I want to go back. Tosfos asked a technical kasha on Rashi, which is what we learned from the pasuk by Yashkim Avraham Bavoker. And Tosfos points out there is a stira, right? He doesn't start his question. Rashi, there's a stira between Psachim, we're getting more Psachim here, one or two other places as well, and Chulin. What do we learn from a Yashkim Avraham Bavoker? In the morning of the Akedah, Avram got up early in the morning, Vayachloshes Hamorah, right? We'll read it in a very like simple Jews. He saddled his donkey, right? I think the Arunel says, no, it means he suppressed his chumrius, suppressed his physicality and acted out of pure ruchnius. Okay, but let's assume he saddled his donkey, at least as well. He also suppressed his chumrius. It wasn't a plushy thing, but let's go back. What do we learn from Yashmar Boker? Only in the Boker, not the Laila. That's clearly deep. Right? Only the Boker, not the Laila. Vayashkem Avraham Boker. The Loba Laila. That's clearly Chazal's deal. Okay, it's a good deal in the Pasuk. He got up early. You know, a lot of times people get up early when it's still nighttime. Right? But no, he only got up early in the morning. Why did he only get up early in the morning? Right? Could have just said Vayashkem Avraham. Then we would have known all the great midos of Avraham Avinu and how he acted with love for the Akedah, etc., etc. Boker means not at night. Why not at night? And here we have a stira. Because the Gemara in Pesachim and Yoma versus the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Pesachim, what do we learn from here? We learn from here that, as our Gemara says, the Chitim is reason by dealing with mitzvos, nidok misafra. that it's enough to be zaris in the morning. As it says, that all days kosher for milah, the reason about the mitzvos, the yashtar of Rambam Boker. Meaning, what did we learn from here? We learned from here that that zrizos that that zrizos requires only a boker and not a laila, right? A limit of zrizos, right? That's why the Gemara says, don't say it's orla basa because it's zrizos. For zrizos, it would be enough to be first thing in the morning because we would be dying from avir avinu. But the Gemara Kula learns from here, as Joseph points out, and it's very explicit, tamar chacham l'geitza yechidi b'layla. You know why he didn't get up at night? Because there's nothing for him to do at night. Because you're not allowed to go out by yourself at night. So, Tosef says, why did Avraham Avinu not get up at night? If he didn't get up at night because he wasn't allowed to go, then it doesn't prove a limit of Zerizos. Maybe Zerizos applies even at night, just nothing he can do because he's not allowed to leave his house. And if it proves, you know, Tosef doesn't say this, but if it's proving it's enough Zerizos to go from the morning, then it doesn't prove that he's not allowed to go out at night. Maybe he is allowed to go out at night, he just didn't have to go out at night. So that's the obvious stira. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, all over Shas, Tosfos is very consistent, gives a technical answer. This is against our printed Gemaras and Chulin. Our printed Gemaras and Chulin say explicitly, that's what Rashi says here. Okay, but printed Gemaras are not binding on Tosfos. Tosfos lived for a long time before printers. Says Tosfos, no. There are two different Vayashkim of Rambam Bokers, right? There's Vayashkim of Rambam Boker, Vayachos Shisham Boro, and the Akkadian. There's Vayashkim of Rambam Boker, Elam Makam Asher Amad Shamas Bnei Hashem. One is the Akkadian is the end of Parshat Vayera. This Pasuk is the beginning of Parshat, near the beginning of Parshat Vayera. Vayashkim, they stole Rambam Boker, meaning the, yesterday he died for stone, then he went to sleep. The next morning he got up to Vayashkim of Rambam Boker, Elam Makam Asher Amad Sham. And he looked and saw that stone was destroyed. So, says, Tosos, two different psukim, the Lo Yates and the our pasuk is talking about the Akedah. Oh, why didn't he get up early for the Akedah earlier than morning time? Because it's enough Zerizos to be Zaris during the day. And that has nothing with Yitzchidi Belaiva, because he wasn't Yechidi. He took Shnei Naravito to the Akedah. And that's not called Yechidi. This pasuk is the parsha of stone. Right? When he went out in the morning and he looked at stone, then that had nothing, that was not a matter of zrizos. What's the zrizos to go look what happened to stone? What's the big zrizos? Why, it's a zrizos to go look what happened to stone? No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Right? Meaning this is not yechidi. And this is not a mitzvah. So rather, why didn't he get up at why didn't he get up at 4 a.m. for the Akedah? Because there's no need for so much rizos. Why didn't he get up at 4 a.m. to go check what happened to stone for curiosity? Not that it was rizos one way or the other, he just had curiosity. The answer is he's not letting go out alone at night, and there he's going alone. Okay, that's Tosfos' answer. Again, it's against Argamar, Argamar, the Kuhn say, Bayach, which is Chamor. The Bach in Yoma just says the exact opposite answer of Tosfos. Says the Bach, no, this, in Chulin they learned from the Akkad after all. That's what's in our printed Gemaras. In Chulin they do learn from the Akkad. From the Akkad, why didn't they rule in the Akkad? You're not supposed to go at night. Oh, you had two people with them. All right, that's still Yechidi. It wasn't enough people to be safe to go out so far at night. And our Gemara, which says by Yashka from Baboker, then he says, don't have the gears in your mouth. Hamar, rather, our Gemara is stone. Stone is not called going out. Right? In the Akedah, what's the reason he didn't go out early? What's the reason he didn't go out early? Because like it's a Yitzhak, but in stone, why didn't he go out early? This is not Yitzhak. Stone wasn't going out. What do you mean going out? Where did Avram go to? Right, he argues in Tosfos, says, Avram didn't go to. He just went to near his house where he's stopping. That's not called going out. Like,
no,
out
it's there, Sunday.
Now he's out on the road. Like, a 2 day's journey with your donkey. You're only wet. It's his backyard. That's not called going out, but it's a thousand. Look what happened to Stubble.
The first speed was like, you know.
What a Chazal Darshan, my Yashkin, what a Chazal Darshan from, my Yashkin, from a Boker, Lamokam, Shur, Amad Sham? Anyone know a drush of Chazal?
Makom Tfila.
Exactly, right? Makom Kavor for Tfila. The place he Amad means Tfila, Amida. Place he davened yesterday, davened today. Meaning Avram didn't go out of curiosity for stone. Avram went out to daven Shacharis. And when he went out to daven Shacharis, he also saw what happened to, he went out to daven. Okay, can ask me some Amad Shacharis. Let's assume Avram didn't have some fixed Amad Shacharis, right? Don't take up your abundant. Not Yitzia. But Tfila stone is a mitzvah, right? Because you went out to daven, right? Or let's not even say tefillah. Achar, korban stone, wasn't that he was going out to look? And there, what can we die from there? We can't say the reason he didn't go out at night was because he can't be Yechid of a line, because that's like Tzia. He was just going to his backyard. There, what we can die, because the reason he didn't go out early is because even though it's reason why he came to Tzvila, and Avram would have gotten up for davening at any time, it's not 3 summers, you get up in the morning, you don't have to get up at night for davening. That's the Bach. Okay, the Bach just has to assume that Avram could have davened at night. Shacharis has a certain Zman, and Vasikin, etc. Okay, let's assume those are pure abundant. And when Avram was with Tzvila Shacharis, it could have been at night. That's the Bach is the swap. Rashi can't say either of these things. Because Rashi is very explicit in our sugya that I will read to you the Rashi. Rashi says, one second. Is Rashi very explicit?
Nivdok Mitzafra, the last few lines.
What does he say? Yeah, Vayashim from a book. He doesn't say what story it was. Right? Theoretically, you could say like the Bach. He's clearly not like Tosfos. Okay, he's clearly not like Tosfos, right? Because in Chulin, he says very explicitly, that's talking about the Akedah. Rashi theoretically say like the Bach, perhaps. Maybe that's why the Bach was saying this, to defend Rashi in Chulin. But that's still very dachuk to say that we're learning here from the Tefillah of Stone that he could have gone in at night, etc. So, anyone want to have another answer for how we can learn? Basically, the question: how can we learn two things from one pasuk? If it's one reason, not the other reason. If it's the other reason, not one reason. How can we learn two things from one pasuk? Exactly. Who says that? The Rif. The Gears of the Rif says the Rif. The Rif's obviously trying to. Either the Rif just had a Gerson that never had a question, or he picked a Gerson that answered our question without asking it. The Rif's Gerson in the Gemara, and this the Ron makes this diuk very, very explicitly. It doesn't leave anything for us to have to figure out on our own. The Rif changed the Gerson in the Gemara. The Rif says, V'chitem is reason my gimel mitzvos, k'dech sev v'yom ha-shmini yimol psar la soma lavich gol yom kosh l'milos v'zim my gimel mitzvos, sh'nem v'yashkem r'ma boker, kama nivdol mitzafra. We have the drush of Ayaskar and Ramoker after the words Nifdok Misafra. It's enough to be Zoris for the morning as we find by Avram Avinu and Brismila. The Rif has, if you have Shrizos from Avram Avinu and Brismila, Nifdok Misafra, it's enough to learn for the morning. Meaning, what is the Rif saying? The Rif is saying that really the reason is Lo Yetze Yechidi Balayla.
our Gemara, no, doesn't learn the limit of Zrizos from this pasuk. It learns Zrizos from this pasuk. That's not a Sfira. Why did he get up in the morning and not at 9 a.m.? Because it's Zrizos. Why didn't he get up at night? Because Al Yitzi Yechidi B'Layla. Now it works fine, right? So the Rif just changed the Gersa. Our Gersa says, Nivdok Mitzafra. It's enough to have Zrizos in the morning, as we know from this pasuk. From this pasuk we learn, it's enough to have Zrizos in the morning. A limit of Zrizos. The Rif didn't have this Gersa. The Rif says, we learn Zrizos from the pasuk. We don't learn a limit of Zrizos from the pasuk, and therefore, there's no Sfira. Why not? Because Lo Yitzi Yechidi B'Layla. Nothing to do with Zrizos. How do we know the limit of Zrizos? Says the Ram Misvara. Right? Just Misvara. Zrizos requires only Baboker. But we don't learn from this pasuk. So why did Avram not get up at night? There's only one answer. Al Yitzhi Balaila. Not because of the limit of Zrizos. How do we know the limit of Zrizos? Misvara. Nothing to do with this pasuk. What's the puzzle doing? The puzzle is just teaching us Zrizos. It's not teaching us the limit of Zrizos. That's the machlokes. Tosos and the Bach and everyone else and Rashi and everyone else in the world, everyone in the world assumes the puzzle is teaching us the limit of Zrizos. Zrizos and the limit of Zrizos. And the Riff says, no, it's only teaching us Zrizos, not teaching us the limit of Zrizos. I thought you could say very easily to defend Rashi. Rashi clearly is not the Riff. He said the puzzle teaches us the limit of Zrizos. Clearly not Tosos. He says that the pasuk in Chulin is dealing with the Akedah. It could be the Bach, but that is the I actually thought you could say a very posh answer, Rashi. It's not even wonders or anything, just very posh common sense. I didn't want to defend how you can learn, how we can learn a limit of Zrizos from the pasuk. If really the reason he didn't go out early is Galagetze Yechidi B'Layla. Okay, so I think just a very, very posh answer is that the reason is Lo Yetze Yechidi B'Layla. That's the only reason. That's the only reason that he didn't get up at night. The only reason he didn't get up at night is Lo Yetze Yechidi B'Layla. But now what? How do we know there's reasons in the first place? Basically, I'm making Rashi like the Rif. How do we know there's reasons in the first place? Does it say Zrizos in the Chumash, thou shalt be Zoris? We know Zrizos from Mayashkin from Baboker. Zrizos is the Chiddush of this Pasuk. If you have a Pasuk with a Chiddush, can you expand the Chiddush more than it says? Or in Chavoy L'Chiddusho? Or in Chavoy L'Chiddusho? There's only one Makar of Zrizos, which is Avram. And Avram's Zrizos was from the morning. Why? Because you're not allowed to go out alone at night. So therefore, we know you have to be Zoris from the morning. We have no proof either way whether you have to be Zoris at night or not. Since we have a mucker for Zrizos from the morning, and we have no mucker either way for Zrizos at night, therefore logically we have no mucker for Zrizos at night. It's not that we medayik that Avram didn't get up at night because there's no Zrizos at night. Avram didn't get up at night because it's dangerous to go on the road at night. Dangerous to travel at night if you don't have a big caravan. But, Mela, we have no mucker for Zrizos at night. So I think Rashi's, he's not the Rif, he's very similar to the Rif. He says we indirectly learn the limit of Zrizos from this pasuk. Why? Because since the only makar for a chiyuv Zrizos is from the Akedah, is from here, so we don't have a makor for Zrizos B'Layla. Right? Meaning, that the Rif says, no, this pasuk teaches us Zrizos. It doesn't teach us the limit of Zrizos. The limit of Zrizos means Svara. What I'm taking for Rashi is half like the Rif. This pasuk teaches Zrizos. Since it only teaches Zrizos during the day, we have no makar for Zrizos at night, and then indirectly we learn a limit of Zrizos, there's no Zrizos at night. That's not why Avram didn't leave at night. Avram didn't leave at night because it was dangerous on the road. But once Avram didn't leave at night, we have no makar for Zrizos at night. Once we have no makar for Zrizos at night, you can't make halacha without a makar. So Rashi's halfway like the Rif. So if you want to know, how do we learn two things from one pasuk? Either we learn two things from two psukim, one thing for a pasuk and the other thing misvara, or no, One thing we learn is the reason behind Avram's action in the Pasuk, and the other thing, indirectly, once Avram didn't leave at night for a technical reason, for a safety reason, then mainly we know that, it's not that we know there's no reasons at night, but we don't know there is reasons at night. Once we don't know there is reasons at night, then there's no chiyuv to have reasons at night, because there's no locker in the Torah.
When Rashi says, in his last words, Mikol Mokom Balayla Lo Hiktim, isn't that...
Oh, hold on, that's fine, we'll talk. Yeah. We're trying to prove that it's dafka from the morning. But then, again, if you could bring a pasuk and say, the pasuk only says, if you want to tell me I'm chayiv to, if you want to tell me I'm chayiv to shake a lulav on the second day, and I bring your pasuk that says the first day, that's a proof that I don't have to shake on the second day. Why? Pasuk doesn't say the second day. Meaning, I think the valid proof, if the pasuk says X and doesn't say Y, even if it doesn't say not Y, that's a valid proof that not Y, because whatever doesn't have a marker, the pasuk is not a halacha. So, and you can take it or leave it. You can say Rashi means like the Bach. Or maybe like the Nesivra about to say. But I think that's the most pashut shot of Rashi, personally, that it's an indirect proof by a lack of a makor for his resus. Okay, Rashi, you want to say something?
Yeah, when Rashi says his last words in that Rashi, Mikomo kom balayla lo hiktim, isn't that the completion of the argument of Nidok Mitzafra?
Yeah, that Avro was by Yashkar Boker. He didn't wait till sunrise. He got up first thing in the morning out of Srisus.
But
he didn't get up at night. The Pashup shot is that he didn't get up at night because there's no need for Srisus at night.
But when he says Mikomo kom balayla lo hiktim, he's completing the argument of the Gemara of Nibdok Batzafra.
Yeah, in the Hanami. So but I'm saying that balayla lo hiktim for a technical reason of safety.
But then it doesn't complete the argument.
Once Belial lo hiktim for a technical reason, he was still Belial lo hiktim.
But then it doesn't complete. It's not relevant to the argument of Nidok Pitzafra.
Yes, it is, because it's saying that there's only one source for Srizas, and it doesn't cover nighttime. That's our reading Rashi. Not there's a source that there's no Srizas at night. There's only one source for Srizas, and that source doesn't have nighttime in it. And therefore, since that source doesn't have nighttime, there's no Srizas at night. Okay, you can take it or leave it. You can say it to Bach if you want. Or, let me just point out, there's what, yes, Feigl, and then one last shot. He did have other people come in. Who are all those people? Those people are not just Abach, they're Rashi, and they're arguers, so they weren't Chulim. So, what about Lo Yitzi Hidim Alayla? So I think what you have to say is, the simplest shot is, that Yechidi doesn't mean Yechidi, it means without a large group of people. They either you have to say that, or you have to say since Avram was on such a high madriga, he was on the way to the Akedah, so he couldn't go even with two people, but a regular Talmud Chacham, you put him with his Yechidi, even though you're adding something. You're right, that's a big advantage of Tosos, as Tosos says. But Rashi and Chulin is very explicit, right? You seem to not believe me. Rashi and Chulin Daf Tzadik, besides like our printing errors. Okay, you can always say, what did the printers know? They printed wrong. But Rashi and Chulin says, this one really is very explicit. Where is this? One second. Yes, okay, and Rashi can answer your question. So Rashi says, V'avgavdol yachid hava, even though Rashi wasn't a yachid. So Rashi asked the question. Kolshken yachidi, sorry, even Rashi, even though Avram was had two people, so if Avram with his two na'arim shouldn't go, Kolshken shouldn't go alone. Meaning, I think the assumption is Avram with two people is still a small group. You shouldn't go a small group, you still shouldn't go alone. And therefore, Rashi obviously thinks that is the Akedah, because he says he was lav yachid, right? So that's the answer. Avram was lav yachid, kolshken yachidi. I assume what that means, that if you're going with 100 people in a caravan, that's okay. Avram with 3 people is a problem, certainly 2 people, certainly 1 person is a problem. Okay, let's just point out that Netziv has a brilliant answer here, that Netziv is the only one who says you can actually directly learn 2 things from one pasuk. Says that Netziv, he's the Kiddush, you can learn 2 things from one pasuk. Not just one pasuk. I mean, you can learn a lot of things from one pasuk. I mean, from why not Belayla reasons. Why did Avram not get up a Laila? Two reasons. What does the Netziv say? He says because there are two ways Avram could have gotten up a Laila. Right? And therefore, if there are two things he could have done a Laila and he didn't do either of them, that's two decisions he made. Not getting up a Laila is not a single decision. It's a double decision. Why, says the Netziv? Number one, he could have gone out on the road by Laila. Right? He could have set off on his journey in the middle of the night. He could have left home and started traveling in the middle of the night. Number two, even if he didn't start traveling in the middle of the night, what's the pasuk? By Yakim Avram Aboker, by Yashkim Avram Aboker. Finish the pasuk. By Yachvush is Chamoru. And the Tzibah doesn't say this, but I think it's obvious he's been medayik by Yachvush is Chamoru. He got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey, meaning he prepared for the journey. He could have gotten up in the morning and gone and left. Or he could have at least gotten up on the journey. He could have gotten up at night and left. Or he could have gotten up at 4 a.m. and at least saddled his donkey. Now, again, you could disagree with me. So you say, saddling donkey is very quick. You know, it doesn't take time. I don't know how long it took Avram to pack for the road. Right? But instead of saying, look, he got up at daybreak and started packing. So now you have two questions. Why didn't he leave at night? And why didn't he at least get up at 4 a.m. to pack at night so he could leave first thing at daybreak? That's, and it says two questions. One question is, A, why didn't Avraham leave at night? Why didn't he leave at night? There, the answer is, Al Yetze Yechidi Balayla. Why didn't he leave at night? After all, Hashem told him to go. Shouldn't he go right away? If Hashem tells you to go, shouldn't you go right away? That's not it. No, it's Rizos Shmizos. You know, Hashem tells you to go, you go. Right? That's Al Yetze Yechidi Balayla. Right? Then there's a second question. Why didn't Avraham prepare at night? Why didn't he get up at 4 a.m. and Vayachlosh Chamor? Why not Vayashkim Avraham? Vayachlosh is Chamor? Ubaboker, Vayakim Vayashkim Avraham, Vayachlosh is Chamor? Vayakim Vayelech Baboker, Shnei Narvito. Right? That sounds like a biblical pasuk. Right? Why couldn't Avraham have done that? Or however, you're supposed to say that in Lashon Mikra. Right? He couldn't have gotten up, saddled his donkey, and then gone. And then by Yakama Yelech Baboker. No need for more words in the Torah, right? It's not the safe words, right? So that's a valid question. Why didn't he prepare at night? That, the answer is, because Zrizos requires only Baboker. Ah, he just has that one thing. Hold on a second. And this is something very clever. He says, what do you mean Zrizus requires only Baboker? I don't understand. If there's something you have 24 hours to do, now again, we have the Machlok to show how many hours you have to say Sfiras HaOmer. No one's going to say if you have 24 hours to do Sfiras HaOmer, Zrizus, wait until the morning. He says that's ridiculous. When it's time to the mitzvah, you do it right away, whether night or day. That could be what our Gemara is talking about. How can you say that when it's time to do a mitzvah, you shouldn't do it right away? Kiddush, you have 24 hours to say Kiddush, right? Is anyone going to say, all these examples are not so easy to go. Anyone going to say, there's no rush? No. Meaning, obviously, when there's a mitzvah, you have to do it right away. What's our Gemara talking about? It even says, that's not just Rizos, but in a mitzvah, that's mitzvah b'liyat chata. Of course you do a mitzvah when it's time to do a mitzvah. He says, our Gemara is not going to talk about Rizos of Hachana. There's a mitzvah and there's Rizos of Hachana. A mitzvah you do right away. The mitzvah is to go to the Akedah. A mitzvah you do right away. So why didn't Avram travel at night? Because you're not allowed to go out at night. Al Yitzchiyu B'Laila. Now there's a separate question. Besides the mitzvah you do right away, there's Rizos of Hachanos. You should do Hachanos for a mitzvah right away. Why didn't Avram do the Hachanos for the mitzvah? What's right away? If it took him a half hour to pack, he should have gotten up half hour before daybreak to pack. Why didn't he get up half hour before daybreak to pack? That's a different question. That's because the Zrizos of Hachanos, it's enough to do it during the day. You don't have to get up at night for Zrizos of Hachanos. And likewise, he says, what's B'dikas Chametz? Now, don't say, Well, it's a mitzvah to do bedikas hametz right away, because we're asking why Chazal were talking the mitzvah of bedikas hametz, right? Meaning, before Chazal made the rule of bedikas hametz, so what was bedikas hametz? Right? We're asking why they made the chana. Bedikas hametz was a hachana of tashbisu. The mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu is the afternoon of Erev Pesach, he assumes. The mitzvah of tashbisu. The hachana is you have to do bedika so that you will get rid of all your chametz by the time. You have to get rid of your chametz by noon of Erev Pesach, as we know. Right? That's a chalek we mentioned a few times. So he says this is just a hachana. Okay, we'll have to see if he's correct about that. Yes, ladun, but let's grant him his assumption for today. So he says, this is, I know nowadays people say bedikas chametz is a mitzvah drabbanan. Right? The Ritva says Navzai and many others we'll get to. But that's after they made the takana. Here we're asking before they made the takana, why they made the takana. Before they made the takana, bedikas chametz was a hachana of tashbisu. After all, we're not going to burn the chametz till later anyway. We don't have to burn the chametz till noontime. Okay, so when you're a button, we have to burn the chametz an hour before noon, the Seder. So this is just a hachana. This is the reason of hachanos. That's vayachosh chamorot. It's enough to do in the morning, not at night. That's a very, very, very sharp. He makes a few assumptions, but very sharp and sieve. Says Yutaka can learn because there are two decisions Avraham made. He decided not to leave at night, and here, Midayik in the Pasuk, he decided not to be Chovish Chamorro at night. One is not because of a limit of Tzrisos. What do you mean? If it's time to leave, it's time to leave. That's not a limit of Tzrisos. That's an able to do the mitzvah when Hashem tells you to. That's because Eliyahu Yechid of Alayla. But why didn't he saddle his donkey at night? He didn't saddle his donkey at night. That he totally could have, perfectly safe to pack at night. That's because there's Tzrisos of just getting ready to do things that need to be done later. You know, that it's enough to do during the day. So that is a great question, but the Gemara does say in a few places that even though Shluchim is in Yizak and Hechad the Shchiach has a shiny, right? Anyone who's following the news recently knows that there's a lot of chatter about that. In Eretz Yisrael nowadays, is Corona Shchiach Hazeka or is it not Shchiach Hazeka? I think the answer is pretty poshut, but other people think the answer is pretty poshut in the other direction. But I think the answer is going to be because you have to say that Yetzich Chiyadi Belayim Shchiach Hazeka, and that's even Docha Shluchim Mitzvah, not Docha, but that makes Shluchim Mitzvah in Yizak not apply. I think that's what you have to say. It's a good question. Okay. Now we're ready to go weiter in the Gemara, Rav Ozai. One question. What do you mean? No, there's no tefillah for the Netziv, right? We're only talking about the Akedah. And we're only talking about the Akedah. Netziv, we're only talking about the Akedah. So the Netziv would say now I understand what you're saying. So the Netziv would say, again, I don't think this part of the Netziv is ma'akev. He would say that when we talk about Tzrizos, we're only talking about Achanos, which I admit is a big chiddush. Because usually we use Tzrizos for the Iker Mitzvah as well, right? So for example, the Netziv says, you should daven early instead of late. That's not Tzrizos. That's like just obviously you should do the Mitzvah right away. It's not the way we're used to talking in Echanami. In Echanami, it's not the way we're used to talking, I admit. And I think you could say the Netziv shot here without necessarily having to commit yourself that Tzrizos only means Achanas. But I think he would say that, the way the post can use the word Tzrizos nowadays is lav dafka, but the halachic concept of Tzrizos by Gimel Mitzvos is really just for Achanas. Unlike the way people use the word nowadays. Okay, could be. There's a lot of just
Rabbi.
Nowadays. Yes.
Could you say that? And the Netziv says that Zrizot for Hachanal Mitzvah is a separate Kiyum, and Zrizot for the Mitzvah itself is part of the Kiyum Asai. I don't know if there's enough Gamina.
Yes, you certainly could. He would just, he doesn't think you should use the word Zrizot for the Mitzvah itself. He thinks you should use the word Mitzvah.
Yeah, that's part of the Kiyum. It's not a separate Kiyum of Zrizot.
And a Hanami, I agree. Did you get a decent board, Noah?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Viker. Okay. Let us go on in the Gemara, Rav Ozai. Now we have an interesting Ivaya. So, says the Gemara. Yes.
Screenshot. You didn't do a screenshot.
Oh, no. Someone took a picture. I don't know if Morty did. Well, you can always go back and get it.
Right. Yeah, we got the screenshot. Don't worry, Kai. Okay.
The mucker is sponsors on matzos, but I would lean more towards saying this to Sara. I agree. 100%. Okay, we're both saying. Going on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, an interesting Ibaya, which we mentioned once, and now we'll delve into a little more. Asks the Gemara, boy, me name of Nachbar Yitzhak, Hamasker Bayez Lechavir Bar Basar Al Mi Livdok. Right, if I rent my house to you on the 14th, okay, there's a bit of a hold you shown him here. Do I rent it on the 14th? Tosos takes that very seriously, makes a diuk. I rented on the 14th, the Ritva and others say, no, it means that I rented it for you to move in on, for you to move in on the 14th. I might have rented a little beforehand. But either way, let's say I rent you my premises. Almi livdo kuz chayim bedika, ala masku livdo tichmayuti deyu, odoma osoka livdo kusurbishu sekai. Is it the landlord's responsibility because it's his chametz that's there, meaning I moved out and rented you my apartment? But it's my home, it's there. Or is it the tenant's responsibility because he's the one living there? It's in his rishos now. Fascinating question. Basically what it sounds like from the Gemara, I know Tosfos is going to be, Nidcha cannot say this. What it sounds like from the Gemara is, the question is, does the Chiyuv Bedika follow who owns the chametz or who lives in the house? Right, which is why the Rosh Hashir says, he reads this into Rashi, and the Sfas Emes also says this at first in his Havmiya, then he changed his mind. The Rosh Hashir says, what the Yisod of the Machlokes? Right, we mentioned this, I don't think we mentioned that it's the Rosh Hashir, but he says, what the Yisod of the Machlokes, or the Suffolk? Who remembers what we said? Should the Chiyuv Bedika go by who owns the Chametz or who lives in the house? Right, the very first Rashi in Tosfos, the very first Tosfos in the Masechet. If the reason is because Shema Yavlo Achlo, then who's going to come to eat it? Obviously, whoever lives there. If my chametz is 6,000 miles away in an apartment where you're living, how am I going to come to eat it? If Shema Yavlo Achlo, then it's your chiyuv. If it is, because by Rabbi Matze, look, all Rabbi Matze goes on the Omer, right? Shelcha. As the Gemara Darshan's a daf from now. And therefore, it should go on whoever's chametz it is. He's the one who violates by Rabbi Yomotze. Socher doesn't violate by Rabbi Yomotze. It's not his chametz. It's the maskir who violates by Rabbi Yomotze because, not because he's the landlord, but because it's his chametz. Because he's the one who moved out and left his chametz there. So that's exactly how the Rishash. Now, if you have this Ibaya, one of the two tzadim, the maskir, because the chametz is shelo, or the socher, because the chametz is bershuso. Right? So what is the yesod of the suffix? According to the Rishash, the yesod of the suffix is that if the reason for Bedika is Bayi Rabbi Yimatse, then whoever owns the Chametz, he's the one who might violate Bayi Rabbi Yimatse, he's the one who has to do Bedika. If the reason is Shema Yavala Achlo, then obviously whoever lives there is the one who Shema Yavala Achlo, and therefore it seems to me that whatever the answer to the Sibaya is, should be the answer to the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos of Boshek, the famous Hakira, the most basic Hakira about the Takana of Bedikas Chametz. Okay, we're actually not sure, what the answer is. Because the answer is something that Mesiras Maftach, we're not sure what they mean. We'll see Machlokas what they mean. According to Rashi, the answer is very clear. Because Rashi says that, what's the significance of Mesiras Maftach according to Rashi?
Kenyan.
It's a Kenyan, meaning Sechiras is when the Sechiras starts. Rashi says, whoever owns the premises, not owns, but I guess, you know, holds, right? Because it's not an owner, it's a tenant, a seder. Whoever is in the premises, holds onto the premises when our basar starts, is chayav, meaning the tzad of the ibaya is that ultimately the tzad of the ibaya is that if you are master bar basar, well, the okay, according to Rashi, the maskana is whoever owns the premises has to be the guest chametz. It doesn't really matter who owns the chametz, right? Okay, here we get into.
Rabbi, that was only after Rashi said that there was only after Rashi said that there is no bal yira bal yimatzar. It was Beetle.
I mean, correct, but that's the whole.
What I'm trying to say is that he might not have held that Mesirat Mafteach is enough if there were not Beetle. If there was not Beetle.
But the Hakir of Rashi and Tosos is if there was Beetle. Right? Meaning, if there wasn't Beetle, again, let's forget for a moment the strange Shiboli Haleket and the strange sheet of the Shiboli Haleket and the Torah, let's say, etc. Let's review a second. Let's do some housekeeping. If there was no Beetle, obviously whoever's going to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh has to do a deacon to avoid Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. That's not the takana of Bdikas Chametz. That's not the Chakira from Daf Beis from the first year of the year. That's just obvious. The whole Chakira of the first year of the year is if there was Beetle, which Rashi says what's going on here. If there was Beetle, then why do you still do Bedika, even if there was Beetle? Rashi says still it's connected by Rabbi Yimatzeh somehow. You know, which we had like a whole bunch of Shatavai. And Tosfos says, Shem Yavu L'Achlo. So, okay, that's exactly what the Rashash says. Now that you already did Beetle, and it's only a Gzirah Darbanan, why is there a Gzirah Darbanan? If the Gzirah Darbanan is still connected by Rabbi Yimatzeh, then the owner of the Chamit should have to do it. And if the Gzirah Darbanan is connected to you might eat it, then whoever's in the house should have to do it. That's the Rashash's analysis. Okay?
According to the Rashash, the maskan of the Gemara is that either that's both reasons, either one could be chayav,
he doesn't say, and that's a little tricky.
That's not the
maskan of the Gemara throws in Mesiras Mafteach, and that depends what you think Mesiras Mafteach means. We can't say for sure what the maskan of the Gemara is, because it's machlok shishon of what we're seeing with Sirius Mafteachs. Right? So that's the Rishas, also the first shot in Sfas Emes. In his first opinion, although his conclusion is a little different. The Rishash. How does the Rishash read this? The Rishash says, how does the Rishash read this into the Gemara? He says, the Gemara says, Tashma, Hamasker by Sahavira la Socher lasses la mezuzah. In a similar case of mezuzah, the tenant has paid for the mezuzah, not the landlord. So just like the tenant pays for mezuzah, the tenant should have to do bedikas chametz. Answers the Gemara. Hasam ha amra b'sharshia mezuzah chovas adorhi ha chamai. No, that's different. Why mezuzah? It is chovas hadar. Here, what's the din? And Rashi says something about, here it's after Bittel, right? Here it's after Bittel. So, what does the Rashash say? Meaning, that's different. Mezuzah is daraisa, it's chovas hadar. And because chametz daraisa depends on by Rabbi Yimatzeh. That would be daraisa, like mezuzah. But really, here it's not daraisa. Here it's only drabanan because some of the people already did bittel, and if it's only drabanan, then it's not comparable to mezuzah, and because mezuzah is the rice, so we know clearly who it's chal on, the dar. The the Pnigas Chametz if it would be Daraisa, we know clearly what's Challah. But here, since Darabanan, we don't know, because we don't know what the reason that Kama Darabanan is.
Probably not really agree with that. Should I wait for Rashi also? It's pretty much my bet. You could be that the one who would be over and by would be
so clear. Okay, give me a second. Give me a second. Okay. We'll come back to that. But the Rishash doesn't think so. Okay. I'm not, you know, we will defend that Rishash. But, okay, the Rishash doesn't think so. We'll come back to that in a moment. Now, this creates, though, the question is, what do Rashi and Tosfos think? Right? Do Rashi and Tosfos agree with the Rishash? It's a great shot in the Gemara. The buy of the Gemara is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And then what the answer of the Gemara is, okay, we have to figure out what the answer of the Gemara is. But do Rashi and Tosfos think so? And what I want to taina is that I don't think either Rashi or Tosfos agrees with the Rishash. I think both Rashi and Tosfos say, no, the Ibaya is not. Theoretically, you could have said, yeah, Tanaka, the Ibaya is our machlokas, and then I'm going to get the maskana to work for me. But I think both Rashi and Tosfos think the Ibaya is not like the Rishash. They both think that both sons of the Ibaya are like them. How so? Let's look at Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, really, no. Both Stadim hold Shema Yavalachlo. Tosfos is the easiest. Oh, why am I saying Tosfos for Rashi? Just because Tosfos is very easy. Right, Tosfos is very clear. Tosfos thinks both Stadim hold Shema Yavalachlo. I know Tosfos on our daf doesn't say anything about Shema Yavalachlo. Tosfos on our daf doesn't say anything about Shema Yavalachlo, although in the Tosfina Peretz here, he does say something in Shema Yavalachlo, meaning the print of Tosfos Taka doesn't say anything in Shema Yavalachlo. The print of Tosfos doesn't tie this in to his Shita on daf Bezam and Aleph, but I don't think that's because he doesn't think it ties into a Shita. I think it's because he thinks, you know, it's obvious that he's trying to get to work for Shita. The Tosfos Peretz is more explicit, says the Tosfos Peretz. After the Docha at the beginning, he says, says, no, it's all Dilma Asim Amechel Mineh. You're all starting Dilma Asim Amechel. It's all about Dilma Asim Amechel Mineh. Who's going to eat it? If it's all about who's going to eat it, then, says Tosfos, you don't have to end up this way, but this way Tosfos says, then the whole factor of who owns the chametz is totally irrelevant, right? If it's about Shem Yavol Achlo, then who cares who owns the chametz? That's Shem Yavol Achlo is who's going to eat it, not who owns the chametz, right? It's who's in the house. After all, just as I own the chametz, if I go away to Florida for Pesach and I sublet you my apartment in the Heights, right? I'm not going to come to eat the chametz. I'm in Florida. Right? So what does Tosfos have to say? A little bit of Dochak. Tosfos says the Dochak. He says, no, it doesn't literally mean Chamuyuti Day. It's a little bit of Dochak. I don't know if I would have had the chutzpah to say it on my own. But Tosfos says, no, I'm willing to swallow that. Chamuyuti Day is Ladavka. It doesn't really matter whose chametz it is. So what are the two tzadim libaya? Tosfos says, I'm making a diuk. The diuk is maskir bar basar. Not always shown to make this diuk. That our basar is Davka. But Tosfos starts the diuk. It's not masker b'shloshasar, no one would have a suffix. Only masker b'arbasar, you'd have a suffix. Meaning masker b'shloshasar, Tosso says, it's pashat who has to batika if you're masker b'yud gimel.
Okay.
It's pashat who sofer does batika. Why? Because dimel asi le mechaline. Therefore, in hiskir b'yud gimel, pashat de'al hasocher livdok. Yeah, says Tosfos, if he was masker b'yud gimel, obviously the socher is through the bedika, not the masker. That goes without saying. It's not even a havamin, it's not even a ibaya. Obviously the socher, why did socher do it? Because obviously we care who lives there, we don't care whose chametz it is. What does the Gemara mean? Why? Because we only care about who lives there?
whose chametz it is. Right? That's obvious. Then what's the Ibaya? So Tosa says, the Ibaya doesn't really mean what it sounds like. Okay. On the one hand, you say, Tosa is Dachuk. You're saying the Ibaya doesn't really mean what the words sound like. On the other hand, right? Anyone here ever remember this lecture? Right? That really shows how committed Tosos is to his pshat. It really shows that Tosos is so convinced that it can't possibly make a difference whose chametz it is. Because what does whose chametz it is have to do with Shema Yavel Achlo? Tosos is so convinced of Shema Yavel Achlo that it can't be the Gemara really meant Chamir Diday. Rather, what did the Gemara mean? The two stunned with the suffix.
Those are that's the kasha that Tosfot says?
What? No.
Tosfot's kasha is that then you'd be over on Balayero Balayimatsay, no?
No. Tosfot starts saying, says, don't say that there really is a tzad of the maskir that he has to do the bedika because he's going to violate Balayero Balayimatsay, and he is the one who's going to do the bittul, because then it should have been the same with your maskir, be it gimel or your dalit. Therefore, says the Ri, that it means Lavdavka. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little by saying if there was those did a hafmin here. So says, well, my hafmin is taken literally. Hamir Tideyu. It really has to do with who's going to violate by Yobali Matze. He doesn't even say by Yobali with Bittol. He says, you could have said, okay, you're right, those did have a hafmin. Maybe you could have read this door a little more like Rashi. After all, whoever does Bittol, whoever violates by Yobali Matze, he's the one who has to do Bittita. And it really depends on the Chametz. So says, don't say that. Because then the Gemara would have said, Masker Bais Havera, would have said Yodalad. Rather, in his care of Yodalad, what are the two Tzadim? The two Tzadim are, and here he says, Chamir Dideyu Lavdavka, therefore, Nechem first read, the Chamir Dideyu V'cholochi V'dika Sha'achas Kodem Shehiskira. What does it mean? It means here, the Chametz was Bershuso Bishas Kalos Chiyavadika. After all, if he was Masker in your Dalet, that means at Orlar Basar, he wasn't yet Masker, right? When the sun set and or the stars came out, without getting back into that, when Lelar Basar started, so maybe the Chiyav sticks with him, or maybe the socher, because the chametz in is rishos now, meaning it for sure goes by whose rishos the chametz is in. Chamir didei doesn't mean he owns the chametz. It means the chiyuv was chal on him because he was in the house. I don't mean he was physically in the house. I mean he was in control of the house, right? He was the one who was possessing the house. He was fundamentally living in the house. Chamir didei, when the chiyuv was chal, chamir didei, when. But now, it's clearly meant who's in the house, who's Rishos. However, when Yudalit started, the master's in the house. Now the sofer's in the house. So what's the Ibaya? The Ibaya is not what's the reason for Bigas Chametz. The reason for Bigas Chametz is who's in the house. The Ibaya is, do Chiyuvim switch after their Chal when the reason switches? If a Chiyuv is Chal and Ruvain, and then the reason switches to Shimon, does the Chiyuv switch to Shimon? Or no, once the chiyuv is chal, it sticks. And the yesod machlokes is a much more technical machlokes. It is, static versus dynamic. Do we say the chiyuv follows whoever the reason should apply to? Or do we say, no, once it's chal, it's chal? And that's how Tosfos reads the Shach Matari now very nicely. After all, you'll ask, what's the connection to mezuzah? He says, well, mezuzah also. If I rent you my house, Aryeh, I had to put up a mezuzah originally. I left. Now, does the chiyuv switch to you? Does it stick with me? Good question. So we see from mezuzah that chiyuvim are dynamic and they switch based on the reason. Then it says, no, mezuzah chovas hadar. When I moved out of my house, it was taka pater for mezuzah. There's a p'tur when I moved out of my house. And therefore, since there's a p'tur when I moved out of my house, of course, if you move in, you have to put up mezuzah. But in b'dikas chametz, there's never a p'tur. And there's never a p'tur from b'dikas chametz just because you leave your house. Therefore, we have a question. When there's no tour, is the field dynamic or is it static?
Can you go beyond dynamism and say, is it possible that the new field of the show fair eclipses the previous field of the the masir, and so even the event that the soker couldn't do the gatami, it's the chiyuv of the verse.
Okay, you're right, because the gemara, the next gemara says hamasker bais laavir ravasar has kasav badu bring has kasav badu implies that, which is logical. And what if taka the chiyuv is on Ruvain and he doesn't do it? Then the chor Shimon should have to do, right? So what Noah's saying, and this, as I was also pointed out, is that maybe it's not static versus dynamics, that clearly, if one guy doesn't do it, the other guy has to. So as Eva says, clearly, if the masker doesn't, the sofer has to. If the sofer doesn't, the masker has to. Right? So the question here is, the masker had the original chiyuv on him. Now the sofer also gets a chiyuv. Because we know from the next gemara that the masker is negligent. The sofer has to do it. Right? If a non-from yid is masker me a house in Yudalim, doesn't do bedika, of course I have to do bedika. Right? So Noah's saying it's not necessarily static or dynamic. It's a question of there was an original chiyuv on one guy. And now there's a second guy. Does the second guy's chiyuv eclipse the first guy's chiyuv, or the first guy's chiyuv eclipse the second guy's chiyuv? Okay, I mean, Tosos is not so explicit about this, but it could very well be, or you could say that, you know, the original chiyuv is stronger than the present chiyuv is stronger. That's what Noah's saying, right? Not just static and dynamic, which would have sounded to be from Tosos, but no, there's one guy's chayav, and the chiyuv doesn't leave him, and then the other guy's chayav. So the question is, whose chiyuv is stronger, the first guy's or the second guy's? Okay, you can see it that way also. But anyway, the two different chiyuv of two different people lived in the house. That's the assumption for Tosos. Tosos is being very stark in his derech enough base. I know he's not getting a Tosos, he wanted to associate with the Bittol. But in the end, he's very stark in his derech enough base. That and also with who's in the house. In the end, who owns the chametz is not really a relevant factor for Tosos. Okay, we'll have to see. You know, whether it plays some tiny role in the Maskana or not, but it's not really impactful for Tosos. That's great for Tosos Shitasan, but it means both sides of the buyer work with him.
Now, Rebbe, yes. You said that there's no such thing as a patur from Bedika. There are cases. If someone leaves his house more than 30 days before Pesach, he has no chiyuv Bedika after he leaves.
I mean a patur once it was already chal on Orlar Basar. I mean, once it's already chal and Orlar Basar, there's no way to pat yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, and if not, I mean, Turim before our Basar. Now, Rashi, however, now, I think Rashi's also, I think, going to have trouble saying like the Rashash. Why? Because for Rashi, in the end, it doesn't matter whose chametz it is. Mavtech is a kinyan, not a kinyan on the chametz. Mavtech is a kinyan on the house, right, on the dira. So it depends who owns the house, not who owns the chametz, l'maskana. So if Rashi says like the Rashash, he's going to get in trouble. Because in the end, it doesn't depend who owns the chametz, it depends who owns the house. The mafteach is the kinyan on the house. And if it depends who owns the house, then it's considered a v'lachlo, but that's against Rashi. So, l'chora, Rashi shouldn't really want to say like the Rashash, right? You gave a different reason, right? But obviously this will kill two birds with one stone here, right? So, what about Rashi himself? Rashi himself...
But maybe Rashi agrees with Rabbeinu Davi that the Kenyan Schirus is enough of the Kenyan Chametz too. The Schirus on the house is enough to have a Kenyan
Chametz. The Sefer Mechtam, etc. But yeah, I think if Rashi held that, he should have said so. That's a lot to read into Rashi with him not saying so. Okay. You never know. Anyone could hold anything, but you know, he should have given us a that's enough of a chiddush. He should have given us a clue, in my opinion. Okay, so the question now is this. Maybe we have to re-examine our assumptions. So here we say masker chametz shalom. Right, one side. Socher chametz Rishuso, another side. Now here we get an interesting question. What's the interesting question? Who taka violates by your Abayi Matzi? If my chametz is in your property, who violates by your Abayi Matzi? And let's assume, we know the Gemara is going to say later, we probably remember this at some point in our lives, that if there's lukichas achrayus, that's more chomer. If my chametz is in your shos and you take achrayus for it, then you violate by your Abayi Matzi. But here was an anachronism, right? Clearly, when I rent you a house and, you know, I accidentally forgot a ring ding, you know, between the couch cushions, there's no lekichas achrayus there, right? That's very clear. So Reuven's, Chametz, and Shimon's house without a price, right? The Rush has a sizable discussion of this in the end of the fourth siman, if it's with a price, which maybe we can buy something. But let's, the Rishonim answers, what about without a price? Let's ask ourselves that question. What if Chametz shall Reuven, the Veso shall Shimon, Bliachrayus, right? Shimon is not taking over the chametz. He's not a shomer on it. Reuven's chametz in Shimon's house. Who violates by your own life? By your own life, I'll say.
Okay.
Who violates by your own by your own life? So, well, at first, what would you think? Who violates by your own by your own life?
Reuven.
The owner, right? And that's what the Bali Tosos assume. If you look, that's all I told us to assume. That seems pretty clear to come out of the Russian Siman Dalet, which I didn't put on the Makoros. He said, it seems pretty clearly in the Russian Siman Dalet, but, you know, the who's not discussing this exact case, but it's pretty, you don't need that. It's clear in the Tosos Rush here. It says the Tosos Rush right here, right in our Sugya. He says very, very explicitly, let me just find it for you, sorry. Give me half a second. Okay. What does he say here? He says that what's his kasha? You have to be dying in the Tosfos Rush. Oh, kasha, he says, if the reason is because the masker is over a love, then yochalavat lo velo yavra love. He could do bittel, and he wouldn't be over. But the diuk, if the masker does bittel, he won't be over. But the masker doesn't do bittel, he will be over. Then I mean, plead bittel, right? Who violates by your rabbi matzei if there is no bittel? Obviously, if there's bittel, then we're left back to our sugya of who has the chiyuv bedika. But let's say there's no bittel. No bittel or bedika. If no bittel or bedika, who violates by Rabbi Yimotze? So one shita is the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosos Rush. And the Rush sounds that way. I mean, you should agree. Tosos Rush and the Rush should agree. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz sounds the same way. If you look at the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, Pshita dala masker livdok. Dim lo kenyi over by Rabbi Yimotze came in shishalo. Obviously the masker is the bedika. The masker don't violate by Rabbi Yimotze because it's his chametz. Right? And the answer is no, this with bittel. It's not talking about by Rabbi Yimotze. But Tosfos Rabbeinu Rush says pashut the bal hachametz. Our Gemara is mitzvah talking after bittel. Not Mustama, they say. But theoretically, who would violate by Rabbi Yimotze? The owner of the Chametz. Why? Because by Rabbi Yimotze is about ownership. Who disagrees? There are Beinu David and the
Ramban.
Exactly, the Maram Chalava, the Ran, the Meiri. Etc. Right,
Rabbi, isn't it not clear that it's not clear that the Gemara says that there was bedika, that there was beetle in the Havamina here? I mean, Rashi's assuming
it's that. Clear that Tosa says that, right? It's clear that Tosa says that.
And Rashi says it's a Pura, but
and maybe we'll list it. I'm just I extended word Tosa. Tosa says it clearly. Rabbi David, who else did we say? Maram Chalava. The Ran, the Meiri,
Ramban.
Someone. What?
Ramban.
Maybe.
I did not read the Ramban that way. You read the Ramban that way?
Maybe.
I thought the Rabban was doing not this way, because the Rabban kept saying how if you have your chametz in a guy's house or a guy's chametz in your house, you're putter. And I thought the diet was...
Right, he had that line that you're not chayav until it's yours and in bushurtcha, no?
Is that what the Rabban says? You're sure?
Well, look at that.
You'd think the Ramban should say this because Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud, and most of these people are his Talmidim, etc. But for some reason, I did not think the Ramban was doing it that way. He kept talking about Goyim. What did the Ramban kept talking about? He says, well, maybe it's ambiguous. You know what? Okay, maybe we're not going to get anything from the Ramban. Fine. It doesn't matter. The Rishonim Sfar here say, no one violates by Rabbi Yimotze. No, I'm violated by Rabbi Yimotze because you only violate by Rabbi Yimotze if it's your chametz in your house. Your chametz in someone else's house or someone else's chametz in your house, you don't violate. Okay, what is the machlokas here? The machlokas here is reading the psukim. What do the psukim say? Lo yira'el lecha chametz. What a chazal darshan from lecha. I know technically we're not going to get to it for another daf and a half, but hopefully we know what chazal darshan from lecha. What? Anyone? What's the drasha? Lo yira lecha?
Aval tarua shalachirim.
Aval tarua shalachirim. Lecha, I understand. That's not necessarily true to show my girl, but that doesn't bother us. Lecha means yours. Like most lechas in the Torah darshan that way. Right? Then it says, where should you not find some chametz? Where should chametz not be?
Sorry,
but you would say b'vateichem. Okay, b'vateichem is not only your house, but what else does it say? Lo yirah chachametz, lo yirah chasor. So what does b'chol gvulecha mean, right? What is b'chol gvulecha? So, b'chol gvulecha might mean anywhere, right? Anywhere in the boundaries, what boundaries? Not a mitzvah to leave Baritz. It means anywhere. So that, or you could say that gvulecha means no, in your property. Not only batim, not only indoors, in your outdoor property also. Right? Not only indoor property, also outdoor property. It's not allowed to be in your house, it's not allowed to be in your yard, it's not allowed to be in your farm, it's not allowed to be in your playground, etc., etc. So that is the machlokas here. What is Bayer Baba Yimotze all about? The very fundamental machlokas of Bayer Baba Yimotze, which we'll have to go back to. Many times, but for the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, by Rabbi and Tosos Rosh and the Rosh, basically for the Rishon Ashkenaz, we might say, by Rabbi Yimotze is about ownership. You can't own chametz. You can't own chametz if it's in your house. You can't own chametz if it's in someone else's house. You can't own chametz if it's wherever it is. That's all part of Gvalecha. You can't own chametz. But for the Rishon Sfarad, no. It's only if there's a combination of two things, lecha and gvulecha. Only if ownership and what we call this? Possession? Like it's in your property?
Availability.
What? Okay, maybe ownership. Let's say. Very simple. In your property, right? And we should just take that at face value. Right? No. The issue is only to have your chametz in your house. Okay, very different way of looking at by Rabbi Yimotze. The question is, there a third possibility? What's the third possibility? These are the two mainstream possibilities. Shonei Ashkenaz or Shonei Sfarad. Theoretically, what's the third possibility?
Accessibility.
The truth is that there's four possibilities, right? Okay, fair enough. You're absolutely right. But maybe you could say no.
Both of them are over.
True. There are always four possibilities, right? A, B, A, not B, B, not A, not A, not B. Fine, just go ahead. But maybe the owner of the property, maybe you could say that by your own said nothing to do with ownership. It only has to do with it being in your property. Chametz in your house, like Pshuto Shel Mikra. Lo yira lecha chametz, lo yira lecha zohar b'chol gvulecha. You shouldn't have chametz around. The
doesn't say whose chametz it is. I know because I'll make a drasha. You shouldn't have chametz around, right? So maybe you could say that the Baal HaBayis violates by Rabbi Matzei. Right? You shouldn't have chametz in your property. That's the problem. You're not allowed to have chametz in your property. Now, no matter who it belongs to, now, who might hold that?
See? I have it from the Gra.
And who did the Gra say holds it? Rashi. And I think it might be Meduyik in Rashi in our Gemara. I can't prove it, but it's Meduyik in three Rashis. And once it's Meduyik in three Rashis, then already, you know, maybe it's not coincidence. What does Rashi say in our Gemara? Rashi says in our Gemara that, let's think about this for a second. So what does Rashi say in our Gemara? Rashi says, the Gemara is a half meaning to compare B'dikas Chametz to Mezuzah. Just like Mezuzah is the Socher, B'dikas Chametz is the Socher. And what does Rashi say? What does our Gemara say? Gemara says, no, Mezuzah is Chobos Hadar, Lefishim Shamarto, right? Rashi says, because it's guards the person, that's why it's Chobos Hadar, looks at Beischa, B'Ascha, and it says Beischa, which means whoever walks in, not whoever owns it, Lichtas V'Yotzeba. Now, what would you have written if you were Rashi? You would have said, Mezuzah is Chovas Hadar. But, B'dikas Chametz is not Chovas Hadar, so we have a suffix. Rashi throws in something which you would never have written on your own in a gazillion years. What does Rashi say? Abel Hacha B'dikas Chametz D'Rabbanon. D'Imi Shom Ba'yirab Ha'imatze Ha'omer L'Kam and the Sagli B'Bitol B'Alma Y'Misech Daitimine, etc., etc. But here, B'dikas Chametz only D'Rabbanon. B'dikas Chametz only D'Rabbanon. Fascinatingly, here, B'dikas Chametz only D'Rabbanon. Why does Rashi have to say B'dikas Chametz is only Drabbanan? Now, here I'm going to say the opposite of Rashash, and Zvi will be happy to think. It says, let's be medayik in this Rashi. What do you mean by being medayik? You can always not be medayik, right? You always say, no, he wasn't writing so medayik. But Rashi says, it's not like Mezuzah, because here B'dikas Chametz is Drabbanan because it's after Betel. What's the diuk? If it had been before Betel and it had been Doraisa, it would have been like Mezuzah. Right? It's not like Mezuzah, because it's Drabbanan, because it's after Betel. The diuk is, when it's Doraisa before Betel, it is like Mezuzah. And that's a diuk. You could say, no, Rashi wasn't writing so Meduyik. He was just Stam saying thing. You know, he's just Stam explaining the background. But if you're Meduyik in Rashi, the diuk in Rashi is that if it had been Doraisa, it would have been like Mezuzah. Because it's Drabbanan, we have a suffix. And in the end, it's still like Mezuzah. But we have a suffix, it's Drabbanan. If it would be Doraisa, it would have been like Mezuzah. Who's like Mezuzah? Chovas Hadar. Right? That's what I would have said. I would have said, but here it's not Chovas Hadar. It's nothing to do with Mezuzah. Don't give me Mezuzah here. What does Mezuzah have to do with our Sinai? You know, that's what I would have said. But Rashi says, no, here it's not like Mezuzah because it's Drabbanan. It's very strange. Now, I know what the Rashash says. It means, here it's not like Mezuzah, period. And it's Drabbanan, we have the suffix. He doesn't connect that. But if you make the Deegan Rab, then the Baal HaBayis is, then it's the Baal HaBayis who violates by Rabbi Matzi. The Isra is not to own Chametz on Pesach then. No. Meet the Araisa. Obviously, the Socher is the one who violates by Rabbi Matzi. Obviously, the Socher is the one who has to do B'dika midoraisa, if there wouldn't have been Bittel. That's Pashut. Because midoraisa, there's no Isser to own Chametz. Midoraisa, the Isser is to have Chametz in your house. Rabbi Matze is about your house, not about ownership. But what about lo yirah lecha? Shelcha yat haroa, valat haroa, etc. Shelachirim. Isn't Rashi against him before his drasha? Tosis is great for drasha. You can't see yours. Ours is Aser, but Achirim is Mutter. So it all depends on ownership. The Rishonai Sfarad are also fine. Yours is Aser, Achirim is Mutter. But you should know, yours is only Aser if it's also in your house. But Rashi says, yours is Aser, Achirim is Mutter. So what's the Diyuk in Rashi? What does Rashi say on that drasha? Av shel chayit kabra v'al tzaro shel Achirim. What does Rashi add? That seems to be totally unnecessary. Rashi adds the words, shel chayit kabra v'al tzaro shel b'gvulin shel Achirim. You can see Shelachirim like Nachri and Hektish. Now, here it's a little funny, Rashi. Why does he have to say
achirim like nachrin hektish? Why not just say achirim is other people? Like, why does he have to add shel nachrin shel hektish? Now, you don't have to make the deal. Could say, what Rashi's saying is, you think a Jew would leave chametz in your house? The stomach of the Jew burned his chametz. So what kind of achirim are you likely to have in your house? Nachri and hektish. You could say, Rashi, just say, practically, these are the kinds of achirim that would come up, because otherwise someone would have taken care of it. But that's not meduyik, right? It's like, Rashi's saying an interesting example. That's not meduyik. The diuk in Rashi is, what does achirim mean? Achirim means hektish and gavoa.
Like it means in the whole
Torah. Not other people. Hektish and nachri. Not other Jews. Other Jews are l'cha. Now, here's the question. What does l'cha mean? There's two ways of interpreting l'cha. This would be the big one. Over there. Does l'cha mean yours personally? Or does l'cha mean Jewish? In some places, l'cha means yours personally. That's the simple meaning of l'cha. But in many places, it means Jewish things. Many places it means Jewish as opposed to non-Jewish, right? When we say, Reishis the Guncha Tiroshcha Vitzarecha Tita Lo the Guncha Velo Akum, there's a Torah of Akum and Hektish for Trumas or Maestros. Of course, I have to take Trumas or Maestros off your produce if I want to eat it. Doesn't mean I only have to take Trumas or Maestros off my own produce. It means that there's a Torah chefta of gavoa and hektish, just not a Jewish chefta. So maybe Rashi means the same thing here. That my maybe is the gra, right? I'm not the first one to follow this. I mean, back when you read Rashi, you think of this, and then you see the gra. But the maybe it's a diuk in three Rashis. What are the three Rashis? Number one on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. If it would be the rice of the diuk, it would be like mezuzah. Number two, on Daf, where my Hayamid is, right? On Daf Hayamid, why does he have to explain who Achirim are? I know what other people mean. Right? He's not coming off Fuki. I shouldn't think it means very mayor. I know what the word Achirim means. He's telling me, no, you don't know what Achirim means. You think Achirim means other people because it's about your personal ownership? No, that's not true. Achirim means the Torah Chefza of Goy and Hektish, just like Trumas or Maestros and many other things in the Torah. Right? But it has nothing to do with your ownership or not. It's just Jewish chametz, not Goyish chametz. Goyish chametz is different than Jewish chametz. Or, I shouldn't say Goyish chametz, I should say non-Jewish chametz, because I want to include hektish also, is different from Jewish chametz. But l'cha is a p'tor chefza of chametz with Goy and hektish. It has nothing to do with ownership. The Israelites have chametz in my house. It's just that Goyish chametz doesn't count as chametz, and hektish chametz doesn't count as chametz. Only Jewish chametz counts as chametz. Just like I'm not allowed to eat anything without trumas or maestros if it's Jewish. I'm not allowed to have any chametz in my house if it's Jewish. And what's the third diuk? The third diuk from Rashi is, what was it? Mem Vav or Mem Zayin? Where did I write here? Mem Vav and Beis. It's a machlokes daf Mem Vav and Beis, fasting in machlokes tanorim, three in machlokes tanorim. What to do about hafrosh haschala on Pesach? What's the problem with hafrosh haschala on Pesach? The problem is, as you well know, if I need the dough and I don't bake it, after 18 minutes, it will become chametz. And that will be a big affair on Pesach. So what if you're baking bread on Pesach, right? Now they bake bread on Pesach that you buy at the store. There's still people who do that, not so many. So what do you do for hafrosh haschala if the dough is tummy? If the dough is tahor, what do you do for hafrosh haschala? Your mouth for haschala, you give it to the kohen, and he eats it, and everyone's happy and full. But what do you do if your dough is tummy for hafrosh haschala? What's the problem? Once you're mafresh hafrosh haschala, now you're stuck. You can't bake it. It's yontif. I didn't say holy. Yontif. You can't bake it because it's not edible. It's treif, and it's not ochel nefesh. You're not allowed to bake on yontif, not for ochel nefesh. So you can't bake it because it's chala tummy and it's not ochel nefesh. You can't not bake it because then after 18 minutes, it'll become chametz, and then you'll violate by rolling yotze. So what do you do? Okay, so the machlokes tanaim. We don't have to get into all the details, but the deal for Yeshua is just don't bake it. Let it become chametz. It sits there and becomes chametz. So Yeshua, lo zeh chametz, mizar lo vayro vayimatzei.
Just let it sit there. It's fine if it's chametz. There's nobody rabbi yotze. Why is there nobody rabbi yotze? So, the simple pshat is, why is there nobody rabbi yotze? Because once I was mafrish the challah, it's not mine. Right? Says Rashi, lo zeh chamishim mishar in alav, kidem a farsh begemara, delav di dehu. This is not mine. Right? Okay. I think most people would have stopped there. La'ach ha-shakar al-hashem, right? Once I call it chal, it's not mine. U'kruxim shalcho yataroa, and the pasuk says shalcho yataroa. Okay, I would have stopped right here. It's not yours, and it's only also of your own chametz, and chal is not yours. This isn't yours, and it's not your friend's. It's not anyone else's. Because you didn't give it to the Kohen yet. It means who owns challah? Not you, and not anyone else. Right? So this is an interesting Rashi. Rashi says it's not a problem because it's not yours, and it's not another Jew's either. Why does Rashi need to add it's not yours and it's not another Jew's either? Well, we don't have any of some other Jews going to buy your Rabbi, you might say. Like, I mean, it's who? Right? The only question is you. So again, you could not be Madaik and Rashi. You could say, oh, Rashi's telling you it's not yours. He's just also pointing out you should know it's not anyone else's, so don't worry about anyone else. But if you want to be Madaik and Rashi, why does he need to say it's not yours and it's not your chavers? The answer is, the Torah Shalcha doesn't mean anything that's not yours is mutter. Anything that's Jewish is usher. It has to be not yours and not another Jew's. Lo Shalcha, lo Shalcha Vercha. Rather, it's more like Hektish. If it's not yours and it's not another Jew's, then it's no problem of Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotze, because it's not Jewish. So these three Rashis are a Rashi and Arsug is Matuya. Again, I can't prove it. So you'd always say, just don't be dying so much. But Rashi and Arsug, if it would be the rice, it would be like mezuzah. The Baal Bais would be over. Rashi and Afhema Beis throws an extra word, sounds like the Ptur of Shalcha means non-Jewish is mutter. It doesn't mean if it's not yours, there's no Avira. And then if it's Dachim Vavim Beis, he's always adding these extra things where he says, it's not yours and not another Jew's. Why does he always worry about other Jews? Maybe the answer is because if it's another Jew's, then you violate by your Balmotze. And this is not my deal, this is the Gruz deal. The Gruz says, based on this Rashi, the Gruz takes this Rashi exceedingly seriously and says the Gruz, for Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have another Jew's chametz in your house, you have to sell it. If you don't sell it, you have to burn it. Okay, so says the Gruz, you know why? Because Bishel Yisrael Aser. After all, there's no heter ring that's not yours. The only heter is not another Jew's. If another Jew's chametz in your house, then that's an Isser Daraisa by your like Matzei. The Gruz Taka Paskins like this Rashi. That's wild. The Gruz Taka Paskins like this Rashi. This here, Rashi plus the Gruz. The Gruz doesn't just make this Yugim Rashi. The Gruz thinks we hold like this Rashi. That's a big chiddush. Right? Do we really necessarily paskin halacha l'maisa? It's a big chiddush pask. By the way, this is a big chumrah halacha l'maisa. What does this mean? This means that if someone's in college and they have a non-firm roommate who has chametz in the room on Pesach, then that could be an issur d'oraisa by Rabbi Matze. You have a Jew's chametz in your house on Pesach. Now, you could get into some really, really big chumras and awkward situations based on this bruh. Halacha l'maisa, I'm not sure that the Ikkar didn't possibly like the Gruz. But, what is his diyuk? The Mechaber writes, if another Jew's chametz in your possession, and the time comes, chayiv levaru, you have to burn it. Now, you have to burn it. Why do you have to burn it? Must be because you're going to violate by Rabbi Yimotze. Must be because you're going to violate by Rabbi Yimotze. Big fish. Now, I would not have read the Shulchan this way. I would read the Shulchan Aruch like the other Rishonim, maybe like Tosfos. You have to burn it because he's going to lie by Rabbi Yimotze and you have Aruchos for him. You know, who says you're burning because you're a favorite? Maybe you're burning because it's his favorite and you have Aruchos. Or, like we're about to read in Rabbi David, you have to burn it Midrabanan because Midrabanan, they wanted to get rid of all the chametz regardless of who violates what. But if you read it, like Rashi, that
it's an Isser Bayu. So there are three fundamentally different ways of looking at Bayu Rabbayu Matzeh. Is Bayu Rabbayu Matzeh, whoever owns, it's also to own Chametz on Pesach? Is the Grub, Diuk and Rashi, Bayu Rabbayu Matzeh is also to have Chametz in your house on Pesach? But there's two kinds of Chametz. There's Jewish Chametz and other Chametz. Jewish Chametz is a problem, other Chametz is not a problem, just like so many other things like that in the Torah. You know, everything that's Osir is Mutter if it's not a Jewish Chavta. Or like the Rishon Yisfar, no, it's only Osir to have your Chametz in your house on Pesach. Theoretically, you're right. Everyone said there's a fourth possibility. Maybe they both violate Bar Rabbayu Matzeh. Maybe it's Osir to either own Chametz or have Jewish Chametz in your house on Pesach. I can't say that's impossible, but I'm skeptical whether such a shita really exists. That would be harder to read in the, that would be trickier to read in the Pesukim.
I have that in the name of Toras Chaim.
The Toras Chaim, like the Toras Chaim on our Gemara. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay,
just a couple words. Ketav Shneim Ovrim Bebal Yeroi.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. You know, never trust the Masifta. You have to look things up yourself.
No. Right.
But
that's what Avi tells me all the time.
Okay, Avi's a smart man. Okay, now let's get back to Rashi. This Rashi works very nicely according to his Shita. Why? Because for Rashi, now I'm going to ask you a question that's going to sound silly at this point. For Rashi, if the tekan of bedik asu with bayu rabbayu matzeh, then isn't it obviously should be on the owner of the chametz? Now it's actually the opposite. No. For Rashi, the tekan of bedika, if it's for bayu rabbayu matzeh, adrabit should be on the bala bayis. So Rashi would actually say here, right, the opposite of the Rishash. He would say that if the reason is Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh, then obvious, no, the Balabayas, or the Sofer in this case, the Sofer violates Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh, because Rashi, the Shitase, thinks Bayi Rabbayi Matzeh doesn't go by who owns it, but rather goes by whose house it's in. Goes by whose house it's in. The Sofer Bralei Bar-Yubayi Matzeh, Adra, but the opposite of the Rishash. The Rishash didn't make the Yuka and the Rashi had a different sheet to buy Bar-Yubayi Matzeh. And for Rashi, that's the Maskana. Micha, Dil Maskana, Chiyuvidika, Taloi, the Kenyan al habayis. According to Rashi, the way we use maskana, remember, with Sirius Maftechos, the Kenyan of the bayis, whoever owns the house in Orlar Masar is chayiv in the bedika. Whoever doesn't own the house is not chayiv in the bedika. That works perfectly for Rashi's shita in Bayrali Matzah. But the Rashash thought was Tosa's shita. Shemi Allah was really Rashi to Bayrali Matzah. As a matter of fact, now we're not even sure what the tzad of Chomish Shalom is. And that's why Rashi says, no, since it's only Rabban, now they have a suffix al Torah Zulama. So, al Torah Zulama, what is Rashi going to have to say? You could have said maybe it's a suffix of Bayu Rabbayu Matzeh, but that's not what Rashi says, right? You have to say, let's just put it right here, that even though the masker won't violate Bayu Rabbayu Matzeh, maybe in the Havamina, Havamina, that Rabbanan put the burden on him, even though he won't buy Rabbi Yimotzei, let's say, still is the Havamina, the Rabbanan put the burden on him. Why would the Rabbanan put the burden on him? Is there a good svara why the Rabbanan put the burden on him? Even though, you know, logically, he's not the one who's going to violate by Rabbi Yimotzei, so the Shakana shouldn't apply to him. But they don't have a good common sense svara why. Maybe we put the burden on the owner of the chametz, not the owner of the house. Common sense.
The chametz there.
What?
He put the chametz there.
He put the chametz there. He's the one who made the problem. He should solve it, right? I mean, this Fasebis says this.
But that's, you know, all you need is to get to the first grade. It's an easy. Maybe the Svar is, tachologically, maybe it shouldn't apply to him, but he's the one who put the chametz there, right? The Sofer didn't put the chametz there. Someone put the chametz there. Whoever put the chametz there should have to, maybe because... he created the problem by putting the chametz there. Maybe that's the dude's done. On the one in Chamir Diday, the Rabbanu should be Mechayav. The guy who created the problem. You made a mess, you clean it up. On the other hand, maybe Mitzad, not Mitzad Shemir Yablachu, Mitzad by Rabbi Yimatzeh, according to Rashi, we should be Mechayav the Socher, because he's the one who could have violated by Rabbi Yimatzeh. That's a classic question. Who has to fix the problem? The one who has the problem or the one who caused the problem? The answer is this is very complicated, right? If you have to run the world and figure out who has to fix the problem, the one who made the problem, the one who's being hurt by the problem, it's not so poshut. No, you need a lot of judgment there. Because on one end you'd say, you know, everyone should take care of themselves, much more efficient that way, etc. On the other end you could say, it's not fair, you made a problem, now I'm suffering for it. And the other end, no, I knew what I was getting into. Okay, so then a suffix, what the Svar of the Chacham was, and in the end, they said, no, the Socher has to do Bedika, whoever has the kinyan in the house has to do Bedika. Okay, so here is, we started with the Rishash. The Rishash says this is a Pasha Nafkamina Bar Chakira. You know, we like that. We said over this Rishash enough days. Yeah, it's a Pasha Nafkamina the Chakira. But in the end, it's not necessarily such a Pasha Nafkamina the Chakira. Tosfos gets both sides to work for him. Because he says, no, it's only about whose house it is, not about whose chametz it is. Not about whose chametz it is. And really, he rereads the whole suffix that it's about whether the chiyuv changes or not, or whether the second guy's chiyuv overrides the first guy's chiyuv. And Rashi, in the end, says, by Rabbi Motzei, it's not about ownership. By Rabbi Motzei is about who's in the house. And therefore, the tzad of who's in the house is really by Rabbi Motzei. And then the other tzad, you have to just say, because it's Rabbanan, it's just a matter of assigning the tircha. This, of course, brings up to, theoretically, I mean, there's a lot of things you could theoretically have said. Not for Rashi. You could have said, no, it's a suffix who violates by Rabbi Motzei. Which you'd be reading a lot into this suffix. Or you could say, theoretically, there are other ways, much more technical ways. Once we bring this up, there are two much more technical ways of explaining the sugya as well. What are the two more technical ways of explaining the sugya? Maybe it has nothing to do with lumdus at all. Maybe neither side of this has anything to do with lumdus. Right? And that seems to be the approach of, let's say, Rabbeinu David. What does Rabbeinu David say? For example, he could have said otherwise. But what does Rabbeinu David say? Let me read you Rabbeinu David. Says Rabbeinu David. He says, first of all, why don't we just see Midoraisu violates by Rabbi Yimatzeh? So again, Rashi says, Midoraisa, someone violates by Rabbi Yimatzeh. But here it's after Bittel, so it's Rabbanan. Tos says, Midoraisa, someone violates by Rabbi Yimatzeh. Here it's after Bittel. We don't have to show any Svar, it's saying, Midoraisa, no one violates by Rabbi Yimatzeh. They don't say it's after Bittel. So what is the suffix here? So he says, well, Chacham Godru Biyar Kol Chamit Shel Yisrael. No. Chachamim, we meet Rabbanim, you have to get rid of all chametz. And then what's the question? The question is, since the Chachamim want to get rid of all chametz, Almi Yitzrichu Livdok Levayer, who do they put the tircha on? Okay, it's just a question of who they put the tircha on. It's not a question of lumdus at all. It's just a question of who they put the tircha on. You could maybe read Rashi this way as well. You know what? I'm going to have to. Can you erase the board for me, please?
The Rashi does say Torah, though.
I know. Give me a second. Yeah, the board. Okay. I just want to make myself a little more room here. The truth is, there's so many possibilities that it's almost silly to list them. But let's just make ourselves a little more room here. and then I will says the Sfas Emes in his second shot. He just says, you can see what I just said here, but for Tosos. Right? Says in his second shot. I don't mean according to our Tosos. You could say that exact same thing here. And here, the reason... The reason is Shema Yavol Lachlo. Maybe the reason Shema Yavol Lachlo, so the Chiv should be on the Socher. But on the other hand, maybe they put the Chiv. Well, he's saying this a little bit for Tosos. One second. Yeah. Or on the other hand, no. Even though the reason applies to the Socher, the Rabbanan put the burden on the Maskir because he created the problem. Right, so the same thing we just said for Rashi. Ah, the Svara applies to the Socher. Misvara should be on the Socher, but maybe it's on the Masker because he created the problem. How about the Rishonei Svara? They all say it's a question of Tircha. What do they mean it's a question of Tircha? What are the two studying? Why do they put the Tircha on one guy or put the Tircha on the other guy? So the Sfas Emes wants to say, and the Sfas Emes wants to say, maybe this is what the Rishonei, he doesn't quote the Rishonei Sfarad. Maybe this is what the Rishonei Sfarad mean. So this is a question of who to put the Tircha on the one hand. No one's over on anything, Doraisa. But on the one hand, maybe you put the Tircha on the guy who's going to eat it, because he's the one who's going to have a problem going to eat it. Again, do you put the Tircha, classic political philosophy or, you know, question? Does the government, right, Chazal, put the Tircha on the person who needs the problem solved or the person who made the problem? But another way to read it, and theoretically to read Rashi also, is that it's purely a question of Tircha. Maybe you can read Rashi this way also. Right? That's what Joel or someone's just pointing out. Maybe because it's purely a question of Tircha. The Rabbanan put the Tircha, put the burden on the one who created the problem. Or can you give me another svara why you should be on the Socher? Can you give me another svara why you should be on the Socher? I'm the one who put on the Masker. He created the problem. It's only fair he asked him to solve it. Why would the Rabbanan put the Tircha on the Socher? So you could say, because of the reason why you're like Matze. Only if you like the Grah and Rashi. Or you could say, because the reason should be able to Achlo. But what could, is, could there be a different, much more boring reason why the Rabbanan put the Tircha on the Socher?
He's the one who's there. He's there.
The Rabbanan put the burden on the Socher because he's what if my Gershuso? Gershuso not meaning he has a so halachic issue because he's around.
Yes.
The answer is Bershuso. After all, if there's an Esser, someone has to take care of the Esser. It's in your house. And it's someone has to take care of the Esser. It's in Aryeh's bedroom and 20 miles away from Tzvi. So who would the Rabbanan tell to take care of the Esser? It's not Aryeh. It's in his bedroom. Why tell Tzvi who's 20 miles away? Right? So you could view it, and I think this is probably what Rishonei Sfarad mean. They, you know, this has nothing with the reason of the Tekan anymore. This is just Stam Adin Rabbanan. They wanted to make sure everything gets taken care of. Really, all Jews have to get rid of all chametz. All Jews are responsible for everything. But who do we pick to put the burden on? Well, maybe you should pick whoever's fault it is. Or maybe you could pick whoever could most easily solve the problem. Different side of political philosophy. Who has to solve the problem? All Jewish chametz has to get destroyed. Do you put the burden on whoever made the problem? Very fair. But not so efficient. Or do you put the burden on whoever can most easily solve it? Interesting question, right?
Isn't that what Tosfot said too?
You know what?
Isn't that what Tosfot say too? Even though they're
not in
more
Masada. Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
But
we haven't gotten to the Masada yet. We haven't gotten to the Masada yet. Good point. Now, theoretically, there's other things you could say based on the Masada, but the hour is getting a little late. I just want to point out the Masada de Sfas Emes. The Masada de Sfas Emes has a totally different shot. He says there's a totally different way to look at this sugya. Totally different way to look at this. So I don't know if it's Maskana. Maybe it's his third day. I shouldn't say Maskana. I think Maskana is more like his second. But there's another way to look at the sugya as well, which I'm not going to get into, which is that maybe this is not about Bedikas Chametz at all. Maybe this is not really an Or Chaim question. Until now it's been an Or Chaim question. But what's the other option? Let me ask you a simple question. This happens all the time. I own an apartment, I rented out, tenants live there. Okay, there are bugs. You need an exterminator. Who has to pay for the exterminator? The air conditioner breaks. Who has to fix the air conditioner? The light bulb burns out. Who has to put in a new light bulb? The floor is dirty. Who has to sweep the floor? Right? The plumbing breaks. Who has to bring a plumber? The answer is not going to be the same to all those questions, right? Clearly, the landlord doesn't have to sweep the floor, right? But what are those questions? Those are questions of Choshen Mishpat. There's a masker and a socher. There are certain contractual assumptions, and astam contractual assumptions of who has to do what, based on some principles, which are probably just based on minig olam or umdunas, etc. So who has to do what? So, okay, what about halachic needs? Right, what about halachic needs? So obviously, if I rent you an apartment in Hanukkah time, obviously you're going to do the bedikah when it comes. But what if I rent you an apartment right before Pesach? No, it's an interesting question. It's the assumption that I have to get ready for Pesach, or you have to get ready for Pesach. I can easily imagine a lawsuit like that, right? I rent your apartment for Pesach, we neglect to write all the details in the contract, you show up, you see it's not clean for Pesach, and you sue me. I say, what do you mean? I rent you an apartment. I didn't say I'm a cleaning service. I say, what do you mean? You rent me an apartment for Pesach. This isn't an apartment for Pesach. Right? Maybe this is a Dine Mamonos question. Alts Dine Schiros. Who's Chaim to do it? It's not an Or Chaim question. Maybe an Or Chaim, it's obvious that Socher has to do it because Shema Yavol Achu. But the question is, who's Chaim and Chosh Mish? Okay. It's obvious that Socher also has to do the exterminator because he's the one getting bit by mosquitoes. But who has to do it is still a good Chosh Mish. So he says, maybe it's a Choshen Mishpat question, not an Or Chaim question. It is a Chiyuv of the Maskir, or a Chiyuv of the Socher, in which case, it has nothing to do with any of our lumps at all. You could view this as a Choshen Mishpat question, and then, you know, you could view this as a Choshen Mishpat question, and ask the Mezuzah, why did they give it to Mezuzah? It's actually interesting. Why do they commit to mitzvah? Isn't every mitzvah different? So they say, no. It's a Chosh Mishpat question. Who's responsible for religious things? The Omdin is, who's responsible for religious things? So we see from mitzvah that the Socher is responsible for religious things. And they say, no, that's not a good raya, because mitzvah specific chovas hadar of the Torah. There, the Torah, the Yorday was behind the Socher, not the Chosh Mishpat. Over here, the Torah didn't say one way or the other. And therefore, we don't know. Okay, so that's another way to look at it as well. Okay, what do we have left? The Maskana. I just want to point out that, let's take a minute to point out, in the Maskana, there's a big machlok to what Maskana is. What difference does Mesiras Mafteach mean? And we'll pick up with this. But the maskana of what difference Mesiras Mafteach means, Mesiras Mafteach makes, really you can interpret it the same different ways as the Hachmina. Same people don't have to always interpret the same way. You could say the maskana jumped and introduced the new factor that was in the original question, right? Maskana doesn't have to be talking the same language as the original question, but just to give an example, maskana is Mesiras Mafteach. What difference does Mesiras Mafteach means? Rashi says, what difference Mesiras Mafteach means? The Kinyan Schiva, so who owns the house? For Rashi, the Maskana is, it's all about who owns the house. For the Ravid, what difference does Mesiris Mavtach mean? Big Kiddush the Ravid? Okay, how about for Tosfos? What difference does Mesiris Mavtach mean for Tosfos?
Who has access to the house?
Okay, we'll come back to this. What'd you say?
Combined with Datu Lachzik.
Yeah, it's whoever has the Mavtach. Okay, so I realize you have. Okay, we'll come back to this. But I'll just point out, but why was it Kumbay? Why is Mesiris Mavtach? Clearly, the Brisa says, Tashma, Hamasma is the real, sorry. The Amr of the Nachman Yusuf Tani, that's the first Brisa. Why is it questions of Brisa? Masker Brisa, the Havir, Achlo Maslavtach, Kola Brasa, Masker Libdo, Misha Maslavtach, Kola Brasa, Allah Sofa Libdo. It depends the moment of the beginning of our Basar. Answering Tosa's question about dynamic versus static, what have you? It's static. The moment of the beginning of our Basar is Koveya. But what about the moment of the beginning of our Basar is Koveya? Who holds the keys? Why does who holds the keys make a difference? Why should it be? Who's in the house makes a difference? So, Rashi
said, because the
keys is in the house, it's Schirus in the house. It's all about ownership of the house. Right? Tosfos says, no. What? Yeah, Tosfos says about practical ability to clean. After all, if you don't hold the keys, how can you do a bedika? You'd only bedika if you have access to the house. So for Tosfos already, the Maslan is being more practical. Who did the Rabbanan put the Tirchan? Who did the Rabbanan put the Tirchan? The Rabbanan put the Tirchan, whoever has the keys, because how can you put the Tirchan someone who doesn't have the keys? Right? Again, Tosfos says, it doesn't mean if I say, can you hold my keys for me, you have the Tirchan. No, it means if you're someone who's shayach, there are two people who are shayach, and both of them have a connection, and both of them theoretically can have a chiyuv. Okay, so for Tosfos, it becomes practical Tirchan, the Maskana, even though that wasn't part of his thinking in the Hachmina. For Rash, we got ownership of the house in the Maskana. For the Ravid in the Tundayim, what did the Ravid say? The Ravid in the Tundayim says, what difference does the handing over the keys make? What did the Ravid say in the Tzvim Deim?
No.
Okay, we don't know what the Ravid says in the Tzvim Deim, so we'll have to end Shir. The Tzvim Deim, I told you the Tzvim Deim was the Ravid, right? It's just a book of Shut by the Ravid. Nowadays, the Shut HaRavid, which I think Rav Kafa put out,
right,
which is not an original book. There's no manuscript from the time of the Rishonim of the Shut HaRavid. He just collected Tzvim Deim and a few other things and put them in the same room. The Tzvim Deim is the original Shulchan Aruch. At the end, it has things from other Rishonim, but most of it is the Rishonim. Okay, so we'll come back. We'll come back to the four deos in the Rishonim as to what Mesiris Mavtach actually does, Amir Tzashem, next time. And we'll see. Not every Rishon say what my question was originally is what the answer is of Mesiris Mavtach. Could be Mesiris Mavtach is bringing in a new concept. But we'll see basically everything. What were the four factors we had on the board here, basically? We had ownership of the chametz, ownership of the house, or possession of the house, tircha, who it's logical to put a burden on, and dini mamonos. All of those will be shitas in the maskana. Okay, what I'm going to start with for next time is, I don't have the makoros ready yet, but I want you to start with the Tosfos kasha from Bava Kamma, meaning Tosfos dermaskol im mishamasar mafteach. In terms of that, also see Rashbam, Basra, the Gimel of an Aleph, Gimel Maskel Bahashta, and Tosos on that Ramban, on that Rashbam, he starts in a Bezim and Bez, the first half of that Tosos. And I want to see the Karban Asanel, the fourth Karban Asanel of Sofen, about that Tosos. And then go on and then go. So again, about Mesiris Mavtach, see the Rashbam, then Gimel of an Bez, the Maskel Hashta, obviously, Basra, the Rashbam. Tosos there starts on the Yomit before him, or he's on him. The fourth Karban Asanul in our Masechet. And then we'll go on in our Gemara until the two dots in Avdalah and Mabez. And there is very, very important Shas Sugyas coming up in that little piece. And I'll send a full Makoros later, Amir Tzashem.
Okay.
Okay, if anyone has questions, please feel free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have.
What's the other Rashi that's on the Masker? How do they know?